This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. And we both welcome you back to another important episode of The New World Next Week, of course, available at NewWorldNextWeek.com. And this is, I suppose, our U.S. selection special, where we're going to take a look at all three rings of the political bread and circus, James, where it really looks like Pepsi is poised to take a lot of seats back from Coke, as we're in this ridiculous election season. And we'll start it off with a bit from ofgoatsandmen.blogspot.com, which breaks it down with the headline quite well. American election devolves into brutality and fraud. Of course, referring to this recent battle between Rand Paul and Jack Conway supporters, and both essentially beating each other up. But of course, you wouldn't hear that from either sides of the controlled political paradigm. But of course, not everyone behaves like the people in these videos, but nonetheless, the handwriting is on the wall. The trend is set as a frustrated and uninformed population searches for scapegoats for its failings. The hate of some on the right for liberals turns easily nasty, but to be fair, sometimes, as in the last election, it can be the Ron Paul supporter who gets beaten by mainline Republicans in their security. Meanwhile, and James, this cuts really to the point, the voting machines will probably decide the election in many cases, which brings us back to the real enemy, the power of big money corporations. This is where Libertarian Rand and Ron Paul have disappointed us with their pro-corporation attitudes. Where's the corruption coming from? Where the power is. Where's the power in American society? It's in the big money corporations and rich elites, who I would add essentially control the governments. So giving more freedom to them will only make us less free. Freedom, of course, should be for the people. The other things to note, and we mentioned Jack Conway in this Senate race against Rand Paul, throwing in a couple other selection notes, Jack Conway has been busted for tipping off his brother, who's the head, or rather assistant prosecutor, that he's about to be investigated by the police for drug trafficking. But on a good note, James, a Connecticut judge has ruled that WWE fans can wear their wrestling gear to the polls. What do you have to say to that?
I don't know what to say to that, but I think that pretty much shows that this is a three-ring circus, and it is ridiculous in so many different ways. And I think what we're going to get is, exactly as that article stated, is going to be a voting machine election in which the voting machines will tell us who will be our new leaders in Washington that we all have to look up to and abide by, because those are the people that are making the decisions for us. Well, of course, you know, that's not the way the system is really intended to be, but that's the way it's ended up being. And all of this other stuff is just sideshow stuff that they're going to trot out for the public to make it look like there's some sort of real contest going on here. But we know that there are only two sides of the same coin, and we can vote the rascals out and we can get all the incumbents out. But what's that ultimately going to prove? I think ultimately it's going to show that the next bunch are going to be the same corrupt bunch that are going to do the same corrupt things. So until people wake up from this and start affecting real change on their local levels, I don't think we'll ever be free of this national three-ring circus.
That's the key, is getting involved in your local elections. And I would say, as again, James, we're trying to live up to our name here, New World Next Week, and cover things that we're really staring down the barrel of in the coming several days. But I would throw in quickly that a site like BradBlog and also blackboxvoting.org are going to be great sources to track what goes on once the polling happens Tuesday, November 2nd.
Fully agreed. People need to look into the black boxes that are deciding the elections and realize that we can't trust any election anymore, period.
So we'll move to the second ring of this circus with a bit from CNN. Obama appearance and rally confirm Jon Stewart's reach. Jon Stewart's not a newsman, but polls show he's has the reach of one at the top of his profession. He's not a politician or an activist, but he's set to host a rally expected to draw tens of thousands to Washington's National Mall this coming Saturday, the 30th. And with President Obama ready to appear on his Comedy Central show Wednesday, that would be today here in the States, October 27th, less than a week before the midterm elections, Stewart is reconfirming that he's more than just an entertainer and satirist. Obama will be the first sitting U.S. president to appear on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart when it airs Wednesday night. He's been on The View and The Tonight Show and other programs as president, but the show Obama picked for an appearance days before the midterms, with Democrats anxious to turn out the voters who helped propel him to the presidency in 2008, is, of course, Stewart's. It's a no-brainer, I think. You're talking to your base, and you're talking to younger voters, said Judy Mueller, associate professor at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, and a commentator for National Public Radio. She noted that, yada, yada, yada. This rally, of course, is being performed by the court jesters of the controlled fake progressive left. And it's their reaction, of course, to the Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin rally of just a few weeks ago. And whenever we talk about this, and we've made reference to it, James, in the last couple of weeks, that I believe in referring to the situation in France, that there never seems to be any kind of mass mobilization here in the States, unless, of course, some corporate talking head tells us to do it. We like throwing out the references to really break down the connections of Daily Show and Jon Stewart and all those things. And I just want to explain it in a way, because I think I've only briefly referenced it before, and that would be Kevin Bleier, B-L-E-Y-E-R, head of the writing staff of The Daily Show, member of the ultra-secretive Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, an Obama speechwriter. The other thing to note about Jon Stewart, James, and I did not know this, but if you head on over to his Wikipedia page, you'll learn that his brother, Larry Leibowitz, is presently the chief operating officer of the New York Stock Exchange. Change.
Exchange. Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, I did know that. But it none of it really surprises me. I mean, this is the absolute perfect person to put a lot of people back in the box where they would actually be concerned about what's going on around them. But now they have this big media figure telling them, relax, it's okay, be sane, don't get upset about trillions of dollars being looted out of the economy by the banksters and their friends. It's all good, just be sane, don't get angry about anything. So it's just so obvious what kind of a psyop this is, and you're absolutely right to point out Kevin Bleier and the CFR connections, but does that really surprise anyone? I mean, all the Daily Show ever does is talk to Council on Foreign Relations guests and talk to other, you know, establishment stooges, and it's just a ridiculous psyop, and it's just more part of the war on everyone's mind that's going on right now.
That's the key. That's the key. It is the war on consciousness. I think the other thing to quickly mention is that when Jon Stewart announced this rally a few weeks ago to restore sanity, the thing that he used to, you know, illustrate the complete insanity of American politics was crazy 9/11 questions. When he held up the sign, if 9/11 was an outside job. That also ties in with, again, the controlled left that has no tolerance for any questions concerning the official conspiracy theory of 9/11. But James, we'll quickly move to the third ring of our three-ring bread and circus, where we have a fairly important and momentous vote going on in California. And we'll take it from Ethan Jacobs, and this, I believe, comes from Blacklisted News and InfoWars and posted all around. On California Prop 19, a giant leap towards ending the fraudulent drug war. This November 2nd, Californians have an opportunity to vote yes on Prop 19, which, if passed, would set an important precedent for abolishing the fraudulent war on drugs. Of course, the hypocritical fraud, because hundreds of thousands of low-level street dealers are arrested every year, while, of course, the global elite's agents within the Central Intelligence Agency and other black agencies continue to manage the international drug trade of narcotics. Of course, also many important social economical reasons for supporting Prop 19. But the global elite, and we'll just tell folks to investigate the East India Company, and of course the governments they control have been running the international drug trade for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Passage of Prop 19 and the legalization of marijuana would be a major victory for individual freedom and a blow to the police state. Legalizing marijuana will reduce prison costs while increasing sales tax revenue for state and local government. Aha, and there's the rub, my friends. We'll take the bent there from Kenny's sideshow, as well as more from Kurt Nimmo. Prop 19, hemp, and George Soros. This, of course, ties in the one-worlder George Soros, and that's what's troubling. When you find yourself on the same side of an issue as a New World Order disorderly like George Soros. We have his editorial about legalizing marijuana from the Wall Street Journal and all the other related stories. And James, you've done an entire episode about meeting George Soros. But ultimately, that's what it's all about. It's all about the taxation. And I'll also throw in that here in Oregon, we're voting on medical marijuana dispensaries on the 2nd as well as part of Measure 74. James.
Well, you know, I mean, freedom is always nice, but obviously when it's given to you by the government, it's going to come with strings attached, and those strings are going to be regulation and taxation, and there's going to be companies stepping in to try to make a buck, and we'll have to see how it plays out. It's going to be difficult, I think, to really regulate a crop that grows so easily pretty much anywhere, so we'll see how they do it, but unfortunately, I think this is just going to be another attempt to regulate and control another substance in a way that they can't do so easily when it's all underground. So who knows? We'll see how this plays out, but I think it is certainly being touted by people that we should not be trusting for their angelic motives, we'll say.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, of course, tie in when Monsanto gets into the game of genetically modifying cannabis. But of course, so yeah, there are lots of ups and downs and pros and cons to this situation. James, before we wrap this up and to add to this sort of perfect storm where one, I think we can sort of hopefully say that the window for any sort of catastrophic October surprise type event seems to be closing rather quickly. But surrounding all these things going on, we of course also have the WikiLeaks Iraq War diaries, the new largest classified military leak in history. And we also have brand new recordings from Adam Gadahn or Azam the American, and even a new recording, I believe it was reported this morning, from the one and only boogeyman who always makes an appearance before an American election, and that would be Osama bin Laden.
Right on time, right on schedule.
Always
absolutely
on schedule.
Yeah, and I'd just like to direct viewers back to our earlier episode on WikiLeaks, which pretty much said everything that needs to be said about this document dump. But hey, guess what? There are 2 months missing from this this WikiLeaks document release. Guess which 2 months? Oh, it was the 2 months where they were using the white phosphorus on Fallujah. I wonder why the WikiLeaks doesn't want to release information about that. Who knows? I guess because they're all angelic people with the purest motives.
There's so much. I've been getting a lot of listener and website tips from folks basically fleshing out all the sort of disturbing connections that become more and more apparent of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and all these things that, again, I don't think we're coming down on one side or the other and saying John Stewart's bad and Julian Assange is an agent, but there are more than enough curious questions about all these things on all sides of these controlled political paradigms to ask questions, and that's what we're doing.
That's it. Don't trust anyone, including us.
Do your own research. James, I think that makes for a fairly excellent episode of NewWorldNextWeek.com.
Well, thank you again. I'm looking forward to Media Monarchy.